Just because you doubt God, it doesn't mean that God will compromise.
上帝不会降低他的标准来配合你不够的信心。
Nor God would God lower His standard because you have no faith.
神所定的意念永远没有错的。
The will of God cannot be wrong.
因为神的旨意是永远的。
The will of God is for all eternity.
神的计划是不能改变的。
The plan of God cannot be changed.
要不然你说，愿以实玛利活在你面前上去。上帝完全不接受。
And God would not accept what Abraham said.
今天我们每次遇到明白上帝的话的困难的时候，
When we encounter difficulty in understanding the word of God,
我们常常试试看降低标准来配合我们多怀疑的理性。
Sometimes we want to lower the standards so that we can fulfill our doubts.
这就是19世纪中叶新派神学所定的路线。
This is the pathway by the liberals in the 19th century.
因为我不能接受什么叫做启示。
Because I cannot accept revelation.
我降低标准，重新解释什么叫启示论。
So I will then lower my expectations.
因为我不能接受什么叫做童贞女生孩子。
I cannot accept that a virgin should bear a child.
我降低标准，把那句话解释成少年的妇人。
And so I lower my standard and explain that as a young woman.
因为我不能接受死人从死里复活的事实。
I cannot accept the fact that people can be resurrected from the dead.
降低标准，把它解成精神。永远活着。
And so I lower the standard and say, well, spiritually they live forever.
因为我不能接受人有被鬼附着的可能。
Because I cannot accept that we can be possessed by the devil.
降低标准，把它解释是神经病发作。
And so I lower the standard and say that I have psychiatric problem.
这些不信的人。
These people who have no faith.
因为理性的限制。
Because they are limited by their reason.
因为自己不信的恶心。
Because of their own evilness in unbelief.
他们常常降低上帝真理的标准。
Very often they will lower the standard of the truth of God.
适当的解释法去代替上帝的意思。
And use a substandard method to explain the will of God.
你以为用这样的变法，这样的办法可以解决明白上帝真理的难处的这个困难吗？
Do you think that you can solve your difficulty in understanding this way?
上帝绝对不同意你。
God would not agree with you.
你不信是你的错。
You are in a wrong when you do not believe.
你没有信心是你要悔改。
You have to repent if you do not have enough faith.
上帝不会因为你没有信心就降低他的标准。
God will not lower his standard just because of your lack of faith.
当我们感到很难信的时候，
When we find that it's difficult to believe,
我们常常先假设这个困难的动因是上帝而不是我。
We first assume that the difficulty came from God and not from ourselves.
当我们信心太小的时候，
When our faith is too small,
我们常常以为不是我们发问题，有发生问题，是因为上帝启示这件不容易信的事情，是他的话有问题。
We often think the problem is not with us, but with the word of God.
基督徒应当悔改。
Christians need to repent.
从我们的不信中间出来。
To come out from our unbelief.
全本圣经最重要的两个最重要的两个原则是什么呢？
The two most important principles in the Bible.
第一个原则就是罪人因信得生。
The first one would be the sinner shall live by faith.
罪人因信称义。
Shall be made righteous by faith.
因为信，所以你被称为义了。
Because of your faith, you are made righteous.
这样，第一个信把你从罪人的地位。转变成为义人的地位。
So the first faith enable you to turn from a sinner to become a righteous person.
这就是得救。
This is salvation.
这就是称义。
This is made righteous.
这就是重生。
This is a new born.
这样你就领受了圣灵。
You have received the Holy Spirit.
你得了赦罪的恩典。
You have received the grace of forgiveness.
你有了新的生命。
You have a new life.
你成为一个义人。
You have become a righteous person.
活在上帝的面前。
To live before God.
那从此以后你怎么过生活呢？
But then how would you live?
你照样用信心生活。
In the same manner, by faith.
所以圣经给我们第二原则是义人必因信得生。
The second principle is the righteous will live by faith.
你因为义的缘故。
Because of faith.
你在信的中间得着生活。
You have your life in righteousness.
你活在信心的原则里面。
And you will live within the principle of faith.
你因为义的缘故。
Because of righteousness.
你照样从因信的称义的原理继续过你义人得生的生活。
You will continue to live life based on faith, based on the fact that you have been made righteous. Thanks be to God.
罪人因信称义。
The sinner will be made righteous by faith.
义人因信得生。
And the righteous will live by faith.
大家说一二三，罪人因信称义，义人因信得生。 我们这一生就是这两个步骤。
In our life, these are the two important processes.
我们生在罪恶中间。
I have been born in sin.
我们也死在罪恶中间。
And we will die in sin.
我们行在罪恶中间。
We will walk in sin.
我们因信上帝的儿子，就从罪人的地位变成义人的地位。
But because we believe in the Son of God, we have become righteous.
我得救了。
We have been
我重生了。
We have been
那重生以后呢？
After
that, 我们就照样用信心的原则，活在上帝的面前，过一个义人因信得生的生活。
In the same manner, in the principle of faith, we live by faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯拉罕是因信称义。
Abraham was made righteous by faith.
称义以后，上帝才吩咐他受割礼。
And then God asked him to be circumcised.
所以保罗说，
The apostle Paul says,
他是在受割礼以前已经称义。
He was made righteous before the circumcision.
保罗对我们说，
The apostle Paul said to us,
亚伯兰称义的时候，律法没有赐下来。
The laws was not given when Abraham was made righteous.
430年以后才借着摩西把律法颁布下来。
The laws were given through Moses 400 over years later.
亚伯兰怎么称义呢？
So how was he made righteous?
亚伯兰不是因为行了割礼才被算为义人。
Abraham was not made righteous by circumcision.
亚伯兰更不是因为有了律法以后遵行律法才称为义人。
And certainly not because he was obedient to the laws.
哦，没有一个解经家像保罗对旧约敏感发见证你到这样敏感的程度。
The apostle Paul was more sensitive towards the truth in the Old Testament.
所以罗马书告诉我们，
The book of Romans says,
亚伯兰因信称义的时候，
When Abraham was made righteous by faith,
还没有受割礼，
He was not circumcised.
亚伯兰因信称义的时候，
When he was made righteous by faith,
律法还没有赐下来，
The laws were not given.
那是430年以后的事情。
The laws were given only 400 over years later.
这样看来，
In this manner,
人是因信称义。
We were made righteous by faith.
义人也因信得生。
And we will live by faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当上帝把这个原理隐藏在创世纪里面的时候，
Implicitly, this principle is found in Genesis.
亚伯兰就代表信心的人做我们信心之父了。
Abraham, on behalf of all who have faith, become father of all who have faith. However,
这样伟大的信心之父，
such a great person, the great father of faith,
竟然有过一段时间是信心动摇的时间，
had moments where his faith was shaken.
这就是我们灵性低落的时候，
that is when we are spiritually low,
常常会发生的事情，
things that will always happen.
有时候我们信上帝，
sometimes when we believe in God,
有时候我们很难信上帝，
we find it difficult.
有时候我们信上帝，
sometimes we have faith.
有时候我们没有真正坚固的把握来信上帝。
But sometimes we do not have such great confidence.
当上帝赐下真正应许的重心的时候，
When God gave us His promises,
亚伯兰显出他是一个怀疑的人。
We see that Abraham showed that he was a man of doubt, and he laughed.
这是不可能的。
And said it's impossible.
100岁生孩子是不可能的。
Not possible for a 100-year-old man.
90岁怀孕是不可能的事。
Or a 90-year-old woman to be pregnant.
亚伯兰笑上帝的时候，
And so when he laughed,
上帝没有降低他的标准，
God did not stand lower his standard.
没有收回他的应许，
Or take back his promises.
当时不，
He said no.
我不是要以实玛利活在我的面前来代替我对你的应许。
Ishmael was not to take the place of my promises to you.
要从你的妻子撒拉生的以撒才是你真正的后代。
Your true descendant will be Isaac from your wife Sarah.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我这一生用信心侍奉上帝。
In my life, I have served God with faith.
我十几岁一块钱都没有的时候，
When I was a teenager and don't have a single dollar.
我的应许，主啊，你回答我问题，我到全世界去回答别人的问题。
I promised God that I would go around the world to answer the question of others if God were to answer my questions.
我只是一个十多岁的孩子。
I was but a teenager.
我哪里有钱买机票到全世界去传福音？
Where would I get the money to go around the world to preach the gospel?
第一次我要到美国去的时候，
The first time I went to America,
人家请我去讲道，但是没有寄机票来啊。
I was invited to preach, but they didn't give me the plane ticket.
请你们来挤啊挤了，已经订你排了这里那里聚会，他心里说机票在哪里啊？
He said, come at this place, this time, but where was the ticket?
我第一次到台湾去。
The first time I went to Taiwan.
已经替你排了几号到几号几号到这，但是没有寄机票来。
Same thing, people say, I've arranged all these stocks, but where are the tickets?
他们大概以为我游泳就会到台湾去。
They thought that I would swim there.
后来我到了哪边去的时候，
When I reached there,
他们也没有问我你机票多少钱。
They didn't ask me how much was your travel ticket.
就每一次讲完，他给你一点点钱。
Every time we finish a session, they will give me an honorarium.
结果我讲了226次，才够一张机票，才买一些书回家。
I preached for 226 sermons, and then the money was just enough.
为什么你去呢？
But why would I go?
因为我向上帝立约啦。
Because I had a covenant with God.
我有信心活在上帝的面前呢。
I live before God in faith.
所以第一次要去的时候
，The first time I went,
我心里就犹豫不决。
I was not very sure.
我没有钱怎么去呢
？We have no money how to go.
我有两个东西可以卖。
But there are two things I could sell.
第一个就是我的 Rolex 手表。
The first one would be my Rolex watch.
我从很年轻就很懂什么叫好东西的。
When I was very young, I really knew what are good things.
我吃东西很节省，我穿东西很简单。但我看到好的东西，我买得到的，我用各样的办法把它买到。
I will try all sorts of ways to buy the best things, although I will stitch on food.
买了最简单的 Rolex.
I bought the simplest Rolex watch.
是每天要用手去转，不能自动的。
Not an automatic one, where you got to wind up.
不是自动，是自己用手转动的。
So every day I have to wind it up.
那么黑底的。
It was black,
很漂亮的
beautiful one.
那后来呢我要去这个台湾讲道的时候
When I was invited to preach in Taiwan
我就把它卖掉了
I sold it
还不够
Not enough money
因为那张机票是大概680块美金
The ticket was about $680
比现在更贵
More expensive than now
为什么呢
Why
因为我是买年票
I have to buy an annual ticket
为什么买年票呢
Why do I buy an annual ticket
因为他要我在那边讲两个月
They wanted me to preach for 2 months
一个月就买月票
So I will buy a monthly ticket.
两个月就买年票。
But for 2 months, I have to buy a yearly ticket.
月票跟年票差很多很多的。
The price differential is quite big.
所以我不得，我就买年票。
So I bought a yearly ticket.
那我的手表卖掉，大概那个时候是300块美金。
I sold the watch for about $300.
还不能买一张机票。
I could not buy one ticket.
第二件东西可以买。
But there's a second thing I could sell.
120个base 的手风琴。
I had an accordion.
是德国的 Horner 牌最好的。
Made by German
两个都卖掉了
I sold the accordion
可以买机票还有剩下一点钱
And there was still a little bit of money left after I buy the ticket
我就上飞机去了
And I went on the plane
就这样凭信心去了
And so in faith I went
那么几个地方的筹备会
The organizing committee
都写上租场地多少钱什么多少钱就是没有讲人的这个机票钱多少钱
And they kept listing out how much it costs to rent the place except the plane ticket
那我要讲到讲两个月
I had to preach for 2 months.
60天
60 days.
226次
226 sessions.
最多的一天呢，一天站12个小时。
At the height, 12 hours standing.
这里给你一千，那里给你500。他心里是年轻人，不要给他太多钱吧。
They must have said this is a young preacher, so it's not spoil him. Don't give him so much money.
他不知道年轻人、老人坐飞机同样价钱。
He didn't know that the young and the old had to pay the same plane ticket.
所以结果呢
？In the end,
我还有剩下几百块。
I still have a few hundred US dollars.
我就买了4箱的书。
I bought 4 luggage full of books.
到印尼去的时候。
So that when I go to Indonesia,
我寄回去
I sent it back.
开起来
And you open it up.
我一开
When I open it up,
拿出来一本
I took out one book.
拿出来英文的
The custom asked for the book.
英文的可以
English book.
中文不可以带进来
Chinese book cannot go
第二本
Indonesia.
我再开起来
The second book.
又是英文的
Also English.
好的第三本
The third book.
我开起来
I open it up.
是中英文的
It's a bilingual book.
他说好过关
And the custom allowed me to bring it in.
其实四箱丢了两箱
Out of 4 boxes, 2 were lost.
剩下两箱
2 left.
第三本拿起来的时候
The third
糟糕了有中文
has a Chinese word.
他说有英文好过关
But because it's a bilingual
book, 我就把那两箱书带回家
So I brought the 2 boxes home.
后来再注意看的时候
When I look at it again,
除了那三本全部中文的
Other than the 3 books, everything else was in Chinese.
就这样过关了
And that's how I went by custom.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
那我到美国去呢
When I went to America,
因为是3个月的期所以我又要买年票。
Again, it was a three-month session.
很多的城市。
I had to go to many cities.
1750块美金。
1,750 US dollars.
1973年呢
？In 1973.
1750块美金，现在的1-2万块美金。
It would be like 10 over 1,000 today.
靠着信心。
So by faith.
做这一生呢
？So in my life.
信心训练侍奉上帝到今天。
I train myself to worship, to serve God in faith till today.
我养成了一个习惯。
I then have this habit.
绝对不开口。
I will not open my mouth.
绝对不募捐。
And to do fundraising.
绝对不发代祷信。
I will not send letters of prayer to you.
So many prayer letters is equal to asking money letter.
所有的代祷信只不过是要钱的事。
所以我就不发了。
So I don't send this.
我就是依靠上帝。
I rely on God.
那么到要去美国的那一次很困难。
But the trip to America was difficult.
那个时候我的薪水一个月是60块美金。
I made US $60 a month.
那么我要付1750美金。
The plane ticket was $1,700.
就等于我要两三年的薪水，不吃饭不用钱才可以买的。
It means that I have to work for a couple of years.
有的人说，那我们教会替你出，由你再付回来好了。
Some people say, well, the church pay for you, you pay us back.
有人说，布道团这个纪志文的这个布道团替我出。
They say the Reverend Andrew G's group should pay for you.
我说不,
I said no.
我就依靠上帝,
I rely on God.
结果我有各样的办法，能卖的卖，能急的急，把钱带出来去买票。
And I went to sell all sorts of things to get the money.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
就这样一直过到今天。
And this is the way it has been till today.
那么现在我年纪大了,
now that I'm a bit elderly,
我决定建一个礼拜堂,
I have decided to build a church.
大到一个地步,
this church is so large.
礼拜堂的副堂就比这个礼拜堂大三倍了。
That the side hall itself is 3 times larger than this place.
正堂只比这个礼拜堂大概4-5倍。
The main sanctuary is about 5 times larger than this one.
费用大得不得了。
The expenses are so great.
我还是不依靠上帝。
Still, I rely on God.
我要的地皮呢？
The land I wanted,
我们重新买了,
we bought it,
神不许可,
but God did not allow that to happen.
后来已经用了300万美金建的东西, 结果完全泡汤了。
What we have spent $3 million and it went for nothing.
我们储蓄了600万的钱建堂的基金, 因为印尼币贬值, 损失500万, 剩下100万。
We only have $1 million left because of the currency problem.
We lost five million. 所以我有时候要哭, 感到自己年纪太大, 不好意思。
Sometimes I want to weep, but I thought I'm a bit old.
我讲我这一生还有多少时间去摸肩拿到500万美金？
And I ask myself, how would I get enough money, $5 million?
可地方去讲到人家给你几百块、1000块已经很好了。
Everywhere you go and preach, people give you a few hundred dollars.
他们不知道我不是普通传道人。
They don't know that I'm not a normal person. I have great tasks ahead.
后来我发现很多地方请我去讲道，都是借着我赚钱把剩下的钱扣留起来，没有交付。 也没有做我们的工作。
And later I discovered that many people make use of me to make money.
加拿大几次我的布道会, 他就机票给你了, 给你做一个西装, 扣了几万块美金, 做他们自己的费用。
In Canada, they will do this gospel rally and then they will keep the money for
themselves. 等到我在美国开归正学院的时候, 第一年我带了65,000美金去贴。
In Reform Institute that started in America, I brought $65,000 there.
最后一年,
and the last year, I still gave him
$30,000+.
But in every place, people will keep the money for themselves.
现在印尼,
in Indonesia,
教会我请他们出钱,
the church, I asked them to pay.
音乐厅布道团出钱,
the music hall will be paid by the ministry.
那个差不多要, 音乐厅跟博物馆500万美金。
The museum and the music hall will be $5 million.
我也不要开口。
I will not ask.
我就依靠上帝。
I just rely on God.
要买很多的东西放在博物馆。
You got to buy many things to put in the museum.
我也不开口。
I also will not ask.
我就依靠上帝。
I rely on God.
我相信义人可因信得生。
I believe that the righteous can live by faith.
靠信心可做成主的工作。
That you can do the work of God by faith.
那么我建立归正教会的时候。
When I established the Reformed Church,
这是1989年,
it was in 1989,
我们开始的时候,
when we started,
就是在一次神学讲座对3400个人宣布这个事情。
We declared this with a congregation of
3,004.
And we started September the 17th. In the beginning, 380 people came. And this is not a big number for my ministry.
他们说你要开教会,
and they would not support my church.
没有人踩我,
so no one cared.
所以有一些人说来看看他开什么教会,
and some people just out of curiosity came.
所以300多个人来,
300 over.
第二个礼拜呢,
the second week,
剩下200多,
200 left.
我心里想每一个礼拜减少100个, 第四个礼拜怎么样呢?
I thought what would happen on the fourth week.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
后来慢慢再增加, 慢慢再增加,
slowly the numbers increase.
先淘汰一堆,
first some have to be obsolete.
留下真心的人,
only those who are faithful will stay. We pray fervently,
努力传福音,
and we preach the gospel
fervently
and have good exposition.
现在我们每个礼拜在加拉大是对2000多人讲道。
And now every week there are 2,000 people there.
我们建礼拜堂的时候,
when we started the church building,
开始礼拜5-6个月,
In the beginning of a few weeks,
从九月份开始
，from September，
到了第二年三四月份的时候，就是复活节、受难节。
By March it was Easter，
我们就开始一个圣餐的聚会。
We had a Holy Communion there。
圣餐聚会过了以后呢
？After the communion service，
印尼政府的宗教部就派人来说，你们不可以吃圣餐。
The religious department of Indonesia sent people to oppose the Holy Communion。
因为你这个教会还没有注册，还没有拿到准字，你不是正式的教会。不可以吃圣餐
，because you have not received your license yet，
否则要停止你的聚会
，or they will stop our meeting。
我很奇怪，到底他怎么知道这些事情呢
？How would they know these things？
后来我就去查
，I went to investigate。
宗教部的人对我说，是别的牧师来告你们的。
The religious department said other pastors have made a complaint。
不是回教徒，是基督徒很反对你开教会。
Not the Muslim, but the Christians。
所以我只知道了我的仇敌不在外面，是在里面跟我吃饭用脚踢我的人。
So I know that my enemies are not outside of the church, but those who are within who eat with me。
他们去告宗教部。
They went to make a complaint with the government。
加拿大有很多教会了。
There are many churches in
Jakarta。为什么还需要一个归正教会
？They ask why should there be a new church？
为什么要办教会
？Why should he start a church？
其实那些告我的人，过去都是请我去讲道的人。
These people who filed a complaint was once inviting me to preach。
为什么请我去讲道的人会不喜欢我开教会呢
？But why would they not want me to start a church？
他们只要我做众教会的奴仆，不准我自己开教会。
They want me to be a slave to all the churches and would not want me to start my own church。
去他那边讲道。
They are want me to preach in the church。
教会兴旺起来。
That the church will be revived。
给你一点芝麻费，你走。
And then give me some honorarium。
自己开教会就不可以了。
But you cannot start your own church。
我的思想不一样。
But this is not how I think。
如果我讲的教义是真理
，If what I preach is of the truth，
那我照着历世历代从使徒传下来的真理做基础，建立一个教会，好好传福音。我有什么错呢
？There is nothing wrong if I were to build a church based on the traditional teaching of the apostles。
直到今天
，till today，
我没有讲过一个人，请你加入我的教会好不好？没有讲过这句话。
I have never invited anyone to join my church。
我们在加拿大开过很多次的布道会。
In Jakarta, we had many gospel rallies。
从三千人到三万五千人。
From 3,000 to 35,000 people。
没有一次布道会完了，我说你到我的教会做礼拜好吗？没有。你们回到你们的教会。
Not once would I invite people to come to my join my church。
那么我们自己努力传福音。
When we preach the gospel fervently，
有多少人到我的教会？但是上帝的事情不是我的事情。
It is up to God who will come to my church。
所以今年我67岁了。
This year I will be 67。
我侍奉主五十年多六个月了。
I have served God for 50 years and 6 months。
我没有请一个人到我的学院去读神学，一个都没有。
I have never invited anyone to study theology in my seminary。
你自己好好祷告。
You would pray for yourself。
很多神学生都是在我的聚会奉献的。
Many seminary students have given their life in my gatherings。
我没有说你要到我的神学院去上我的课，因为我是那边的院长，我不这样讲。
I have never told those people to come to my seminary because I'm a dean there。
很多人在我的布道会信主。
Many people believe in the Lord in my gatherings。
没有一次布道会完了，我说你们要到我的教会做礼拜，没有。
But I have never told anyone to come and join my church。
福音是为上帝的国度，福音是为全世界的人。
The gospel is for the kingdom of God and for the people of the world.
上帝的国度不是单单我的教会。
The kingdom of God is not my church.
许多个的教你都可以去参加。
You can go to any church.
所以上帝特别赐福我们的工作。
But God would bless our ministry.
那么呢，宗教部不发准字。
Because the license was not forthcoming.
在拖了五个月以后呢
？Five months later.
我想这样下去不行了。
I thought we cannot carry on like that.
那怎么办呢
？What would we do?
我就问人家为什么他们已经。知道我们注册了，但是不要发准字呢
？I ask people why is this license not forthcoming？
哎呀，唐牧师，你不懂印尼很麻烦的。
They say Dr. Tong is very troublesome in Indonesia。
这个反对，那个讲你的坏话，你很麻烦的。
So many people are saying bad things about you。
我的信心讲话了，
说
我相信你。
Oh Lord, I believe in you。
我依靠你。
I rely on you。
有一天，我就对我的同工说
，And one day I said to my coworkers，
上帝感动我今天去找宗教部。
God is inspiring me to go to the department。
你陪我去。
Come with me.
他说你不必去啦。
They say no.
我们下面的人先出面，有困难你才来。
Maybe we try first, and then if a problem you carry on.
我说现在就有困难，所以我来了。
I say, well, there will be a problem now.
你陪我去。
Come with me.
所以两个人去。
So two of us went.
去到宗教部长的家里面去的。
We went to the minister for religious affairs.
那就谈完，谈了你好吗？我好吗？谈一大堆你好我好，我很讨厌的。
And we had all these cursory greetings first.
我就对他好好，现在我讲实话，你要不要给我准字？
Now I ask you directly, do you give, are you going to give me the permit?
我就开门见山了。
So I went straight.
他说，事情是这样的。 我说怎样？
And he was just beating around the bush.
唐牧师，我们都很熟悉你的。
Dr. Tong, we are all very familiar with you.
我说是啊，但是准字怎么样？
I say, what about the permit?
他们宗教部里几十年就注意你这一生做的工作跟你的聚会的情形的。
The department has been looking at you for the past many years.
我们印尼政府的宗教部是对你很信任的。
The Department of Religious Affairs have great faith in you.
因为你的聚会人很多，次序最干，最安静的。
Your meeting will draw lots of people, but you have good order.
你有很大的群众基础，但你的聚会是从来没有吵闹，也没有生乱事的。
You have the masses there, but there have never been any problems.
但是最好你不要开教会啦。
But it is better for you not to start a church.
我说如果上帝感动我开教会呢？
I say, but if God is inspiring me to do this,
他就不回答了。
And then he kept quiet.
他说反正的基督教会很多啦。
He said there are so many Christian churches.
天主教我只发一个准字，基督教已经有257章了。
A Roman Catholic Church has one permit, but Protestant Church
257。每一个都来要准字，我很麻烦了。
Very troublesome for me.
我说我不是要你每一个准字你都发，但是神引导你要注意。
I told him that you have to be careful because of the guidance of God.
现在教会的信仰乱到这个地步。
The church is now in a mess.
我要照着纯正的信仰建教会，请你好好祷告。
I want to build a church based on the Orthodox faith.
他说的最好不要啦。
The minister said best not to do it.
我说最好不要那么次好，是不是要啦？
And I said, well, then what about the second best?
这样好了。
And he said,
唐牧师啊,
Dr. Tong,
我告诉你哈,
let me tell you this.
就现在呢, 257张准字发出去了,
we have issued 257 permits.
有的成功, 有的不成功,
some have succeeded, some have not.
你就向他们买准字好了,
maybe you go and buy from those who fail.
买了就用他们的准字建你的教会,
and use their permit to build your church.
等到呢, 建了一成功了, 就叫我给你改名变成 Reform Church 就好了。
Then later you can change the name.
我说不要,
I said no.
他们的名字以前做什么我也不知道。
I don't know what they did with their previous name.
你给我准字。
Give me the permit.
讲来讲去, 孩子最好不要。
In the end, he kept denying.
后来说, 宗教部长啊, 我要走了, 你要不要给我准字?
And I said, I'm about to leave. Are you going to give me the permit?
后来他, 上帝感动他讲一句话。 好了, 这样好了。
And he said, let's do it this way.
我就注意听, 这样好了。 他说呢, 在基布布的地方,
in a place called
政府有一块地,
there's a place in the
表示基督教、宗教、天主教、佛教、印度教在印尼都是平等自由的。
To show that there's equality of all religions.
那边有基督教、有回教、有印度，建他的庙、建礼拜堂，表示在印尼呢，殊途同归的政治政策。
In that place, every religion has its own places of worship.
那么基督教的那个东西啊,
for Christianity,
是我主理的。
I'm in charge there.
但到现在还没有钱盖好。
But till now there's no money to build.
还有剩下一大堆的地方。
There's still a lot of land.
那如果你帮忙我盖好, 我就给你准字。
You will give the permit if you make this church.
原来如此的哈。 所以这也不是贪污嘛。
This is not corruption.
这是帮助他任内成就基督教的事情。
To help him to fulfill the work of
Christ. 我说到底多少呢？
I said how much?
他就报告一个很小的数目。
He gave a small figure.
大概还有80公尺的那个地板还没有铺那个砖头，还没有铺这个大理石。
The floor was still not finished.
大概80公尺。
About 80 meters.
我好，我就站起来跟他握手。
And so I shook his hand.
一言为定啊。
I said let's have a deal.
我把那个铺好，你就准时给我哈。
I finished the flooring for you.
上帝在见证，我就把他都抓了3次了。
God has the witness.
好，就这样。 明天我派人去量，就把这个泥土、把水泥、把这个砖头全部建好。下个礼拜你准时给我。
I said I will finish the work tomorrow and then you give me the permit next week.
他说好，就这样。
He said fine.
原来这样简单呢。
It was so simple.
结果呢，我叫人去量。
In the end, I measured the place.
不是80公尺，是580公尺。
It was 580 meters.
哇，这个得6-7倍那么多耶。
About 7 times larger.
费用大得不得了。
It would cost a lot of money.
我又没有钱。
But I was.
我又没有募捐。
I didn't do fundraising. So I pray.
后来就这样成功了。
And it was done.
成功以后呢，准字发出来的时候。
And the permit was given.
我说我要要求。
I say I have a demand.
你把准字改日子好不好？
Change the date.
改成10月31号。
Change it to 31st of October.
他说为什么呢？
He asked why.
4月31号是改教日子吗？
31st of October is the day of the Reformation.
Reformation Day, 我就 Reform Church, 所以你给我改教日子日期嘛。So
give me that date.
那一天，马丁路德把95条钉在 Wittenberg 的大礼拜堂的门前。
Martin Luther put his thesis on Wittenberg Church.
改了，我们很高兴。上帝听了祷告了。有在查的时候，糟糕，11月31号，1989年是礼拜天。
31st of October,
好了，不管它,
was a Sunday.
到现在我准确存的就是11月31号。
Till today, it was that day.
神很奇妙的,
so God is wonderful.
盖礼拜堂的时候,
when we built the church,
买了地皮,
we bought the land.
300万美金,
$3 million US dollars.
建了一半了,
we built it halfway.
叫做游行,
the Muslim protested against it.
我们拉倒了,
and we were defeated. We couldn't build it.
常常一哭五泪,
and so I'm always saddened by this.
里面的信心呢,
but the faith inside there would not change.
依靠上帝,
we will rely on God.
我告诉你,布道团有一个同工,
there is a co-worker in our ministry.
在我面前好好的,
seems quite good before me.
背后对人家说,
but behind me, we say to others,
我才不相信印尼政府会给唐牧师准职。
I don't believe that the Indonesian government will give permit to Dr.
回教徒那么坏,
the Muslims are so evil.
很多礼拜堂被烧掉了,
many churches have been burned.
他们还会给唐牧师这么大的准字,这么大的礼拜堂, 我才不相信。
I don't believe that they will give Dr. Tong this permit.
我现在想起来很难过,
I am saddened by this.
同工,
co-worker,
外面好好的,
he seems right,
里面没有信心,
but he has no faith.
为什么会这样呢?
Why would this be the case?
为什么又不直接对我讲呢?
Why would you not say to me?
我告诉你,
I tell you this,
这也很正常,
this is quite normal.
连亚伯拉罕都死, 不容易相信莎拉会生孩子,
because even Abraham doubted that Sarah would have a son.
所以同工不相信我们会建礼拜堂, 也很正常。
It seems normal that co-workers will have doubt about the church.
不管他,
we will not care about this. By the Lord,
再祷告,
we will pray.
再祷告,
we will pray.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
准字发出来,
the permit was given finally.
当准字发出来的那一天呢,
the day when it was given,
我在巴黎,
I was in Bali.
还要上飞机,
when I went to the plane,
印尼的电话来了,
the,
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God,
今天准字拿到了,
the permit was given.
我们今天晚上,
this evening,
建党委员会要吃大餐,
the organizing committee was
庆祝神给我们准字,
have a good meal.
我说感谢上帝,
I say thanks,
替我吃一点,
eat for me,
因为我在巴黎嘛,
because I'm in Paris.
飞机飞到巴黎的时候,
when the plane reached Paris,
飞机巴黎飞到新加坡,
from Paris to Singapore,
到新加坡下飞机的时候,
once I reached,
电话又来了,
the phone came.
那个建党委员会的主席被人开枪暗杀死了,
the chairman of the organizing committee was assassinated.
吓到不能讲话,
and I was so shocked.
刚刚昨天晚上上飞机以前,
the day before when I went to the plane,
他说感谢上帝准赐给我,
this person called me and said thanks be to God.
飞机飞到新加坡,
and when the plane landed in Singapore,
电话又来了,
the phone call came.
他已经死了,
he has already died.
眼泪掉下来,
and so I wept.
我说主啊,
I said, oh Lord,
愿主, 成全你自己的工作,
may you fulfill your own task.
我这一生的侍奉,
my ministry in my life,
是一个信心的侍奉,
is a ministry of faith.
我许多时候的眼泪没有人知道,
very often I will weep and no one would know.
人看见我们的成功,
people get jealous when they see us successful.
看见我们有困难,
they get overjoyed when they find difficulties.
而我的心的深处依靠上,
but deep in my heart I rely on God.
神是应许的上,
God is the God of promises.
神是信徒的上,
he is a God of the saints. He is a God that is pleased with those who have faith.
神的应许,
the promises of God,
常常迟迟才来,
sometimes will come late.
上帝给这个撒拉的孩子要等到亚伯兰100岁才看得见,
the son that was promised was came only at 100 years old for Abraham.
那个偷车的第一个晚上就怀孕了,
but the very night they broke God's law, the maidservant was pregnant.
我们不要开玩笑,
so let us not take this lightly.
一定要忍耐等候,
you need to have patience and wait.
信心用忍耐等候,
with faith, with patience,
上帝成就他的事情,
to wait for God to finish his task.
礼拜四我讲完了第12次道理以后,
on Thursday when I finished the 12th sermon,
我离开山上就到Jakarta.
I left the mountains and went to Jakarta.
我马上回到工地,
immediately I went back to the construction site,
他们建筑的怎么样,
to inspect their work.
因为我设计的东西太复杂,
the design that I had was too complicated.
我相信连新加坡除了 Esplanade 以外, 根本没有一座建筑比我所设计的更复杂。
I think that even in Singapore, you will not find more complicated building other than Esplanade.
The Esplanade 的设计是很简单的.
But the design of the Esplanade is a very simple one.
两个不同地方,
two different places.
独立起来,
both independent. There is no interaction.
但我们在很小的地,
but for us, in a small piece of land,
又要建大学,
we want to build a university,
又要建音乐厅,
build a concert hall,
又要建博物馆,
a museum,
又要建神学院,
the seminary,
又要建大礼拜堂,
the sanctuary,
又要建34个主日学课室,
a 34 Sunday school classes,
地下还要建722辆汽车的停车位,
car park for 720 cars.
所以建筑公司头差不多破了,
so the construction company is having a tough time.
我礼拜五爬上去看,
Friday I went up.
从这边的 这个梁到那边是将近30公尺
about 30 meters from one pillar to another.
你们这里大概是14到15公尺
here is about 15.
所以那个梁一个梁在第七层楼上面是差不多30公尺
the beam itself is about 30 meters
是全加加达最长的一个梁
longest beam in the whole of Jakarta.
现在正在开始动工了
now they are beginning to work on it.
已经建造到第八层了
They are reaching the 8th level.
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
礼拜五从早到晚,
Friday from morning till night.
9点到晚上10点我才回家,
from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. then I went home.
我用信心依靠上帝,
with faith I rely on God.
现在每一天需要大概是差不多印尼币3亿,
every day it needs about 300 million Indonesian rupiah.
也就是等于多少, 听起来很大, 算你们的钱不是太多了，一天大概是要这个45,000的你们的钱。
About 45,000 Sing dollars every day.
每一天要45,000.
So every day is 45,000 Sing dollars.
一直到12月31号
till December 31st.
礼拜堂才能建成。
The main sanctuary will be finished.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
再一次用信心到上帝面前。
Once again, I come before God in faith.
今天你们很多年纪比我轻的人。
There are so many of you who are much younger than I am.
你们一生的路程。
The entire life that you have
before
you, your ministry,
照样,
in the same manner,
是用信心,
must be done in faith.
我今天讲的这些,
you may not understand what I have said because you have not experienced it. You also did not have that great need. You won't need to pay the pay of 400 over workers a day.
所以你可能把故事当作故事听听就是,
to you, they may be just stories.
我每天要应付这个事情,
but every day I have to deal with this.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
上帝是有信心之人的上帝,
God is a God of those who have faith.
他是真的,
He is real.
他是活的上帝,
He is a living God.
他永远成全我们真正靠他的应许所建立起来的信仰。
And forever he will fulfill the faith that we have when we are relying on him. When Abraham laughed,
上帝说,
God said no. I will still accomplish my work, the task that I have. When you doubt him, God will not accept your doubt. He will continue his work and to increase your faith, to see that he indeed is a living and real God.
Amen.
Amen.